California Governor Gavin Newsom today announced the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine mandate for school children. Newsom said that the COVID-19 vaccine will be added to the list of required immunizations for in-person learning at K-12 schools once the FDA fully approves it for various age groups. The list of the 10 vaccines already required to attend public and private schools in California includes immunizations against such illnesses as polio, measles, and hepatitis B. The FDA is expected to fully approve COVID-19 vaccines for anyone 12 and older in November. Newsom's vaccine requirement will come into effect the semester after FDA approval, which could be as soon as January 1st. Governor Gavin Newsom.
We recognize good enough never is, and that's why we recognize our responsibility to do more, and that's what we are announcing here today. A statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children to add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations and well-established rules and regulations that have been advanced by the legislature for decades to add to that list the vaccination for COVID-19.
While the federal government has fully approved COVID-19 vaccines for those 16 and older, they've only granted emergency authorization for anyone 12 to 15. Newsom said that he is waiting for FDA approval for ages 12 and older before implementing Phase 1 of the vaccine requirement for students. Phase 1 requires California students from grades 7 to 12 to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to attend in-person learning. Phase 2, which will require all students K-6 to be vaccinated for in-person learning, will commence once the FDA approves the vaccine for children under 12 years of age. While emphasizing his support for locally led initiatives in response to COVID-19, Newsom said that the vaccine mandate for students will become a new baseline for California school districts.
One size cannot fit all, with one caveat, and that is baseline expectations. And that's what we're providing here, is a baseline expectation, but with the flexibility for these districts to move if they feel that on the nature of this disease and its epidemiology and the nature of their unique characteristics and concerns, that they feel they need to move in a different timeline, we will allow them that flexibility to move more expeditiously.
A handful of school districts have imposed their own vaccine mandates, including 5 in California. But other states have resisted imposing pandemic rules on schools, including a new law in Kentucky that overturned a statewide mask mandate. Newsom has been one of the most aggressive governors on coronavirus restrictions, issuing the nation's first stay-at-home order, which was back in March of 2020, and more recently requiring California's roughly 2.2 million healthcare workers to get vaccinated in order to keep their jobs. The governor seems to have been emboldened after easily defeating a recall effort last month, fueled by anger over his handling of the pandemic. He says he interpreted his landslide victory as an endorsement of his vaccine policies. Meanwhile, opponents of Newsom's vaccine requirement argue that it brings children into a political/ideological controversy. Last month, more than 1,000 people gathered at the California State Capitol in Sacramento to oppose vaccine mandates. They claim that the consequences for failure to adhere to the mandate threatens the education and therefore future of their unvaccinated children. While minors over the age of 12 are allowed to receive the COVID-19 vaccine without parental consent in the state of California, younger children simply do not have that ability. Any student that is unable to get the vaccine would face the same consequences as those that have not received all of the other 10 required vaccines for in-person instruction. Unvaccinated children must either be homeschooled or complete an independent study course at home. Students will be granted religious, medical, and personal belief exemptions, but the rules for how the state would apply them have yet to be written.
Beliefs, which came to the fore last year in the legislature, and that's a subsequent legislative conversation, but for the purposes of this announcement, we include that. So this is, again, familiar from my humble perspective. Maybe it's because I have 4 kids. So it's a very familiar conversation, and I think the consequences and outcomes, we have real evidence, and I'm confident that we're going to see real progress with the the momentum that is already established in the state to get more people vaccinated and the momentum that I hope this will continue to keep pace.
Children ages 1 to 17 have accounted for approximately 15% of all COVID-19 cases in the state of California and less than 0.1% of all COVID-19 deaths. Currently, approximately 55% of Californians ages 12 to 17 are fully vaccinated. California's largest teachers' unions supported Gavin Newsom's directive, as did the California Association of School Boards. The president of the California Medical Association said the group strongly supports the vaccine mandate for students. I'm Stuart Blackwell, Pacifica Radio KPFA.